From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The White House is defending President Bush's order to allow the use of military tribunals to try suspected terrorists. The president signed an executive order yesterday saying that foreigners accused of terrorism could be tried by military courts inside the U.S. or abroad.
Scott Silliman is executive director of the Center for Law, Ethics, and National Security at Duke University. He spent 25 years in the United States Air Force as a judge advocate. Scott Silliman, I want to ask you about this presidential directive and the notion of special tribunals. What's the history for this? What's the precedent?
Robert, the history is that under the law of war, military commanders have had the authority to convene military commissions for the trial of violations of the law of war. Historically, of course, they occurred in the Civil War. I think the most notable precedent is President Roosevelt empowering a military commission in World War II to try the 8 German saboteurs who landed on our shores and were shortly thereafter arrested. They were convicted and 6 of the 8 were hanged. The United States Supreme Court, in a review of their case, indicated that military commissions were a lawful and appropriate mechanism for trials of violations of the law of war.
Well, does that mean then, since what we're dealing with here is terrorism and certainly not a declared war, a formally declared war, does it mean that, say, if President Clinton had decided after the bombings of the embassies in Kenya and Tanzania to try suspects in a special tribunal somewhere in East Africa, he could have done that rather than bring a federal case in the Southern District of New York?
I think not, Robert. It drives its authority from what we call Article 21 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and that allows military commissions to, again, prosecute offenses against the law of war. I don't believe that in 1998, nor do I believe that actually on the 11th of September, we were in a state of armed conflict. I think we were attacked viciously by a group of terrorists, but that was an act of terrorism, not a violation of the law of war. I think then for the president to have the authority to do this, that Congress would first have to amend the statutory predicate for him to be able to do it.
But by doing so, it would be playing with concepts of war powers and when we enter a state of war and when we're not in a state of war, pretty contentious area between the executive and the legislative branches.
Well, I don't think so, Robert. I think all Congress would have to do would be to add in the category of terrorist acts along with violations of the law of war to that particular piece of the statute. And the current mood in Congress is, I believe it is, I don't think there would be an objection to that.
As I understand the president's order, the Secretary of Defense would actually set up these tribunals and would determine their rules. Is that possible, or wouldn't there be rules of evidence and rules of what requires a conviction that would apply to such tribunals based on precedent and based on the rules of military justice?
No, Robert. Under the presidential order, the Secretary of Defense can prescribe whatever rules of evidence, whatever modes of proof he wants, and there is no precedent for that. He need not follow anything that's been done before, and that, of course, raises a question as far as the credibility of the use of this type of form within the international community.
Since the president's order refers to non-U.S. citizens, but they actually could be in this country committing acts which would be tried in this way, is that likely to survive the scrutiny of the Supreme Court, which at various times has found the law applying equally to people in this country who are citizens or not citizens?
Well, I think you raise a very good point, Robert, and of course the precedent of 1993 and 1998, where we tried in our federal district courts the terrorists who first bombed the World Trade Center in 93, who were responsible for the bombings of our embassies in Tanzania and Kenya in 1998, we have established, as it were, a procedural precedent of using our federal district courts. For us to change all of a sudden and take individuals caught within our country charged with terrorism and use military commissions with less than public view and perhaps relaxed rules of evidence, I think would not only raise some questions, legal questions, but I think also would create a real problem as far as our credibility as a nation under the rule of law.
Scott Silliman, thank you once again.
Thank you, Robert. It's a pleasure being with you this afternoon.
Scott Silliman, who directs the Center for Law, Ethics, and National Security at Duke University.